America and to all of our listeners all over the world, you're listening to an apocalyptic edition of Let's Weekend. I am your host with the most, Brandon Perkins. Joining me as always is Filippo D'Onofrio, Patrick Mifflin, Teresa Sammons, and Chris Sologi. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Prove to the world that you're still alive.
Yeah.
For now.
I've been coughing this week, and people have been asking me if I had coronavirus, and no, I'm just old.
Yeah.
Just how that is.
Well, I have seasonal allergies, so...
Well, that too. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we're here. We're still mostly okay.
The world is on fire, but we still endure.
Yeah.
I freak people out just because I cough a lot, because I do happen to enjoy some eggs with my pepper in the morning.
So, this is the first week where we, at least here in the United States, have more or less been under official quarantine. And it's fucking bananas. So, quick question, Phil, how's the whole corona thing going in Canada?
Well, the government seems to be taking measures. They announced financial aid for people. They do have, like, they've done the stuff where they closed the bars and non-essential businesses and stuff like that. So, it's a little freaky, but, you know, we're getting through it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here in Georgia, they're basically going to have all the schools closed until the end of the month. Stores are still open. We actually still have not had a case that has been tested for in my county. Hmm. However,
puts you ahead of me.
Hmm. Yeah. Tell you what, let me go ahead and just put this note, this link here in the chat. This is for my local paper. Hmm. And it has the basically what the fucking hell what the current sort of status in Georgia is right now, just to sort of show you what it's looking like right now. Basically, just go down towards the bottom. You'll see they have a map with all the confirmed cases in Georgia so far.
Hmm.
Oh, you guys are kind of fucked.
I mean, Lee is.
In Georgia?
Oh, yeah. Keep in mind, though, that the majority of it is in Fulton County, and that's where Atlanta is. So.
Yeah, but there's only 88 in Fulton County. Do you guys have, like, collar counties around there?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
DeKalb, Gwinnett, Cherokee. If you go down there, you'll see Monroe, Bibb, and Houston counties right there. Down there towards the center. Yeah. You see that little gray space that's next to Monroe and Bibb?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Yeah. Yeah. Somehow we've managed to get this far without having a single case here in Jones County, but... Every other fucking county sure has.
Yeah.
Exactly how it's managed to not make it here any sooner is, I'm just going to chalk up to a miracle. Because fucking everybody comes through here at some point.
A lot of them on spring break.
Yeah, spring break. The only other place that's like really getting hit hard around from the places around Fulton is... Daugherty County, that's where Albany is. It's that other little light red spot down there in the southwest. But you'll notice most of these places who have recorded confirmed cases, they're usually only a couple of people at most. It's, like the vast majority of these have like only like one or two cases. And the reason, the good thing is that most of the places here, once they identified a positive case, they have been put under immediate quarantine. So Yeah, that's sort of the state of the coronavirus in Georgia right now.
You know, I mean, you guys, case-wise, you're not far behind Illinois.
No, no. But also remember, Atlanta is also where the CDC is headquartered.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you also got to remember that.
Hmm.
So, okay, so I guess we'll just, before we get started on everything, we'll just sort of very quickly sort of mention, like, what the coronavirus status is in our individual state. So, Phil already talked about Canada. I already talked about Georgia. Teresa, what's it like in Illinois right now?
585 cases. We do have about a half a dozen deaths. One particular hotspot is a nursing home about 8 miles from here. And I think last time I looked, they had like 40-something cases in the nursing home alone. And Governor Pritzker has announced that starting tomorrow, all of Illinois is on lockdown until April 7th.
All right.
That's pretty definitive.
Yeah, that's about a little over 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. So we will be allowed to go out to get fresh air, just to walk, not to get out and like drive. We'll be allowed to go to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
the pharmacy, to the store if we must go to the store. But yesterday there were rumors swirling all over, leaking out of the Chicago PD, about how the National Guard was coming in. And they're here, and they're going to be in business. We're supposed to shelter at home.
So has it gotten to the point of martial law yet?
I'm pretty sure that that's what this is, yeah. But they're...
Well, they have to openly declare it before...
No, and Pritzker has been a little kind of soft with what he's saying. He's like, you know, I don't want to make this horrible for everybody. You know, I want people to be able to get some fresh air, but to be distancing, but all businesses, except for grocery stores and pharmacies, are shutting down. Although our school said that essential school staff is able to go in. There's no kids there. I don't really understand why they must. So, kind of some mixed signals, honestly.
Yeah. All so right.
We're 585 cases, and that's what we're doing. And some of these states who are over the 200 mark, I'm wondering why they're not doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right. Pat, how's it going in Utah?
Well, we've crossed the line of 100 cases. I'm not aware of any deaths yet, but Cache Valley has fallen. We had our first two cases yesterday.
Yeah.
And
that's a way to put it.
Yeah, so apparently it was an older couple that had been traveling, so.
Yeah. And we're going to get to it a little later, but you guys also had a fucking earthquake, too, didn't you?
Yep. It happened yesterday morning, I believe, or was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
This whole week has just kind of blended together. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the earthquake hit while I was basically sitting in the same chair I am right now, and, well, haven't felt one of those in a while. I'd almost forgotten that Cache Valley is a fault line.
Yeah.
So, and then when I was at work around 1 o'clock, we felt an aftershock, and that was a little bit different because I work on the third floor.
Mm.
So that was a new experience. But, yeah. Interesting week.
Yeah.
Just to say the least.
Yeah. All right, Chris, how are things in Illinois? I mean, not Illinois, Ohio.
Yeah, I just looked up the numbers here. 169 infected. We just had our first death. Who was up in Lucas County, which is where Toledo's at.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it's not been worse than that, but of the 169, 69 are in Cuyahoga County, which is where Cleveland's at. It's a pretty big concentration right there, which makes sense. It's a big city. And yeah, actually, like, working out in public while all this shit's going on, I can definitely tell you we're fucked. People do not take any precautions or as much as they should. I see people with masks on and then they take it off as soon as they get out of the building. It's like, you do not deserve to have these fucking masks if you don't know when you're supposed to wear them.
Have you seen them covering only their mouth? Because three of my friends have seen that in the past.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen that kind of stuff. People wearing gloves and then they take it off as soon as they get outside and just leave it on the ground or whatever. It's like, people can't just fucking take your trash with you.
That's horrible.
Stupid shit like that. Luckily for where I work, we adjusted hours. So there's about 2.5 less hours in the day. And it's, I don't know if it's that or people kind of have what they need. And so they're not coming in as much as they were last week. It hasn't been too bad in terms of just getting mobbed with people, which helps. But yeah, they're doing all the cleaning stuff and all that. And even today, our place had, they just had like a special like 2 hours before the start of the workday, before we actually opened for employees to go shopping, like stress-free shopping. Not to worry about work and all that kind of stuff. So that was at least nice.
Yeah.
I didn't go because I had enough of what I needed. And I worked late last night, so I was like, I'm not getting up in here at 6 a.m. to go fucking shopping. Especially the things I would have needed were not going to be there anyway.
Mm.
But yeah, I saw like we got a pallet of toilet paper and had to have a manager keep an eye on it and hand out one to each person.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't try and take more, that kind of stuff. But yeah, for the most part, it's been all right. The fun thing is whenever I see they have like essentially like daily press conferences now with the governor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like him, his lieutenant governor, and I guess two people that work in their health department or whatever. And they're standing like kids in high school doing the report. They're standing in front of the class, like taking questions from people. But they also have the sign language person next to them. So it's just kind of like this funny thing of like these people are supposed to be in charge of us, like doing like a school report on this book they read together. It's like, okay, this is just a very silly thing for what's a very serious thing.
Every time our governor does it, it looks like he's been punched in the nuts. It's
that's
a way to describe it.
Well, having to deal with this is like a punch in the nuts. So
yeah. And here's the weird thing. So you guys know who our current governor here in Georgia is, right?
Yeah.
The one,
unfortunately,
Brian Kemp, the guy who basically cheated in order to get win his election.
Hmm.
Yeah. He was granted some extensive powers because of this crisis. So he's basically dictator of Georgia for the time being.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And
what could possibly
shockingly happen? Enough, he's actually been very restrained.
Hmm.
Yeah.
We have not, although all of the schools are closed, none of the businesses are being forced to close. But most of them have sort of already taken the initiative. Pretty much all the restaurants, at least where I live, have gone the takeout only.
Yeah, I work near a big plaza, shopping plaza, and I go by a couple of the restaurants because they're Pokestops. And it's like, it's dead. There's like a couple cars. I assume those are the people that have to work just in case they get orders, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But I also kind of feel bad parking there a lot for a second to get the stop and leaving. Like, imagine them like looking and being like, be like, oh, there's somebody who's going to order. Oh, he's fucking leaving.
Yeah, I haven't even been going to, you know, down our hall and to the end of our parking lot. It's suspended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think theaters are suspended here. Restaurants, bars. I think you're doing senior centers. That kind of stuff. Though they are also recommending that businesses that are still running do temperature checks on employees before they start working.
If you can find a freaking thermometer.
Yeah, good gone. Luck getting through them that fast.
They're gone. There's no thermometer. Ours broke. So,
yeah, it's like, that's not reasonable. Also, germy at a time where people are not supposed to be doing that. Even if you like have like a little sanitizer wipe between, that's still not,
it's not.
Great. Right. Yeah, it's a heck of a thing.
Yeah. But also, so of course, another big question now is how long is this all going to last? My prediction. Okay. Well, go ahead. No, I was going to say you.
Yeah, I was going to predict 12 weeks. I think it's going to be 12 weeks before businesses start to reopen as usual.
Yeah. Of course, this is for, you're more or less talking about Chicago.
Right.
Here in Georgia, other than Atlanta, I'm actually sort of suspecting that they're going to start sort of rolling some of this stuff back probably, if not the end of next week, then early the following week. Since they've basically done a really good job of containing it outside of Atlanta. But then again, I have been disappointed before, so who fucking knows?
Yeah, I just gotta roll with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now that
it's definitely gonna be an interesting ride to see even where we are next weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, with all that cheerful talk out of the way, let's start, as we always do, with what we've been up to this week, other than surviving the apocalypse. So, Phil, what have you been up to this week?
Still doing my Wheel of Time reread. I'm in about two-thirds of the way through the fourth book so far. Yeah, kind of motoring through those, so that's still enjoyable. I'm all caught up on Picard. That was a thing that happened.
Oh my god.
Okay, so without going into too many spoilers, I just have to say it takes a remarkable jump in logic to go from, oh, there's a Romulan threat, to that.
Well, as soon as I saw that one, I did not trust her. I'm like, it's just the way that what's her name was acting the character.
Yeah.
You knew something was going to go wrong. So, yeah, I'm real interested to see what the Romulan dude is going to do, because it seems like he's going to turn.
He kind of seems that way. We have one episode to resolve the whole thing.
No, we have one episode to be left on a cliffhanger for free.
Of course, because it's not like they'll ever resolve it.
It is TV's way.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can wait a year, though. I mean, you have an older actor. Maybe you want to, like...
I'm pretty sure they're already shooting or have shot season two. Because didn't they kind of do that with Discovery? Like, they shot a whole bunch of them at once?
I think they did. Yeah. It was interesting to see Spiner once again acting another character.
Yeah.
And I don't trust that one either. I'm pretty sure I know what's going on with that golem that he's got there.
Yeah. Although, if you kind of think about it, that could possibly be applied to Picard's current age. So, yeah. But anyway, so that's been really enjoyable. And, looking forward to next week. I hope it's not like another 45-minute episode, because, that kind of needs a little bit more time, I think. But
I know, it was a little short.
Yeah, so looking forward to that.
All right.
And then, of course, a friend of mine gifted me a copy of Doom Eternal on PC, and I've been playing that, and oh my god, that game is amazing.
Yep.
2016 was, like, the dry run, and, like the dress rehearsal. This is the main performance.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of the complaints that I have had with the 2016 version of Doom, non-existent here. Although one thing I will say, this game is hard.
Yes, it is very difficult. That is, there is a reason why they make the chainsaw, more available this time.
Yeah,
it's because you absolutely fucking need it.
Yeah, and it never really runs out. You'll always have stock for one.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice. Yeah, there's the chainsaw, the flame belcher, so you can set demons on fire. You got all the glory kills in there. You got your double dash. You have a lot of tools in this game, and you need them. Because this game doesn't fuck around.
Nope.
Yeah. And you layer all of that on top of, you know, Mick Gordon's, like, amazing sound design.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want to play this game with headphones because it's amazing. I'll talk more on Sunday about it once I have, like, probably had time to play a lot more of it. But, like, I only had a couple of hours to play today, and I really, really like what I'm playing. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
All right, Pat, what about you?
It's been an interesting week. I'm still kind of coming to terms with the NHL shutdown for COVID-19 and preparing to go into quarantine myself because our company is sending people to work from home at a pretty rapid pace. So I will not be surprised if I start working from home on Monday. And I'm absolutely certain that I will be working from home by the end of the week. So that's been an interesting experience and just planning for that. And, you know, I'm going to have my work computer brought here and all sorts of fun stuff. So I've had to clear room for that. Been listening to a lot of Corrosion of Conformity at work and at home. I've really been rediscovering them as a band, and I wish I'd gotten more into their stuff sooner because they were really a big inspiration for Load era Metallica, which a lot of people, you know, it's a divisive thing. I love it. Mm-hmm. And going back and listening to Corrosion of Conformity's output, especially the two albums, Deliverance and Wise Blood. It's like getting more Load, and I'm all about that. Still reading the Dawn of X comics. They've been really good. X-Force number 9 is kind of what the fuck. Something's going on with Beast that he's not acting very Beast. And so I'm almost wondering if that's the Age of Apocalypse version of him that's stowed away on Krakoa, but we'll see. He's definitely hiding a few things, but let's see. X-Men number 7 was pretty amazing just because it talks about how they deal with the implications of House of M and the decimation that followed. And it's not like mutants are going to be allowed to or former mutants, I should say, because a million of them lost their powers after House of M. And it's been acknowledged that if they were all to just kill themselves and put themselves in resurrection protocols, that would cause a logistical nightmare on Krakoa. And so X-Men number 7 goes into how that's being handled. And it's pretty brutal and pretty awesome. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but it's strangely fitting for what they're building on Krakoa. And let's see what else. Oh yeah, I started posting articles on a Hockey Buzz blog, and now I'm getting featured on the front page. So that's a thing. It's pretty much one of the biggest independent news sites in the hockey media. And I got home from work today and looked at the front page, and you know, very top of the My Hockey Buzz blog articles from the desk of GMPM, which is kind of the pseudonym I use for hockey content. And I go into the details of, you know, what it would take to actually cancel the NHL season outright, and why the league is undoubtedly trying to move heaven and earth to avoid it. And so if that's a subject you find interesting and you want to know my take on what should and will happen, give that a read. I'm leaving a link in the show notes. And that's about it for me this week.
All right, Teresa?
Been playing Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Yep, that came out today.
Yeah, that's no surprise to anybody. Stayed up till midnight, but actually I guess I had a little time zone snafu because about quarter till I was definitely ready to play, and it was allowing me to play. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's cool. I'm sure I'll be around on Sunday and I'll talk about it more. Again, watch Picard. Love that. Ugh, just so frustrating not knowing what's coming up. I went and voted and was disappointed a couple days later. But what the hell do you do? So my guy didn't get the delegates in Illinois, but I don't know what to say, man. It's just going to be what it's going to be. I think, honestly, because of all the shit that was going on, especially in Illinois and people not going out, that they should have postponed the election.
Oh, yeah. They definitely should have. They postponed the one in Georgia until June.
Yeah. I mean, they're postponing taxes. I know they could postpone the election.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I did that. I finished book four of The Trials of Apollo by Rick Riordan, the Tyrant's Tomb. Finished that at home because, you know, you're sitting here working, you gotta have something to listen to. And I think next up might be Lincoln and the Bardo. So we'll see about that. It's a somewhat historical fiction type of thing. I don't really know a lot about it, but it's anywhere near historical truth. But yeah, I'll find out. I think that'll be next. But yeah, and we got the hot water tank replaced, which is great because that popped in the middle of our podcast last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. That was real fun.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
So yeah, I'm $1,000 broker than I was before. But, you know, when you have a little ass hot water tank that's really hard to install, you pay a lot of money to have it. So, yeah, I think that's really about it. Yeah.
All right. Chris, what about you?
Yeah, so I also got Animal Crossing New Horizon. Played a bit last night, got up to the point where Tom Nook wakes you up in the middle of the night to tell you that you're in real time now. Because after that point, they just kind of have set times just for the purposes of getting you introduced to the island. And then he springs a bill on you. He's like, oh yeah, bitch, you need to pay us $50,000.
Invoice.
Yep.
And there's a lot of shit there from Tom Nook. He talks about his connections in the construction and that kind of stuff. Very much playing the mafioso stuff, though.
At this point, has he just stopped being a landlord and has just straight up become a fucking crime lord?
I mean, he's tricking people to move to the island. And yes. Like a cult leader, essentially. He's talking about, like, you're going to start your new life on the island. All that good stuff. And yeah, it's... I even had one point where I think Timmy gives me a free... Tom Nook gives me a free recipe for, I think it was the axe. He's like, oh, my accountant would not approve of this. A lot of weird shit coming out of him in this game. They're definitely playing up the shady businessman thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool and all. But yeah, right now I'm ready for Blathers to move in tomorrow. Which is going to be nice. Cause I can, basically what I have right now is I picked out where he's going to live, and then I have a piles of fish and insects sitting outside.
You did that too.
Yeah, because like, these are all the unique ones I've seen. I got like a football fish just a little bit ago, which looks like an angler fish, which I didn't know there are other ones looking like that. Scary ass monster fish thing. But yeah, that was, I'm just trying to get a fucking shovel recipe. Because essentially, because you have to get Blathers in for that.
Yeah.
So I have to wait for him to come in tomorrow. But yeah, I did a stream earlier today. Just probably like a good hour of it. Picking up weeds and all this other shit. I think I've picked up all the weeds, at least on the part of the island I can access. Because mine has a river going through a good chunk of it, all the way from like the southeast side to the northwest side. So there's like two-thirds of this island I can't access. I have not been able to pole vault across the river yet. Okay. So there's lots of weeds to be picked. I've seen some spots for digging on the other side, and I'm like, I can't do any of this. Mm-hmm. This is annoying.
Yeah, it goes a little slow at first. It really does. In order to do like pro designs, so you can start designing your own clothes and start designing your own flag and whatnot. I was reading somewhere that it's going to be like 3 weeks because you have to be able to get KK to come to your island, and KK is not going to come to some unknown ass island. So you really got to build it up a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of pissed about that because I want to change my flag and I want to change it now.
Yeah, I don't even have a flag yet, but I've been doing a lot of stuff that gets me miles. I paid off my initial debt. Debating on when to set up my house. I assume I'll probably do it in a little bit so I get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I can put my shit inside instead of outside like a redneck. just leave it on the fucking lawn. Half of this shit, but...
You know what? I think because this is an island, you should embrace the leaving shit all over the lawn. I mean,
that's what I did before I had Blather's place. I just put all the insects, just piled them up all over the place.
I don't know, man. I got like barbecue grills all over the place and freaking tires that I've made into seats and shit. You know, just kind of embrace it. It's not going to be like...
Been selling all my dumb shit to Timmy. Timmy's inside, Tommy's outside.
Yeah.
I think I got 20,000 bells in it right now.
Okay.
Which is pretty good so far. I've been just catching fish until my... Yeah, you can definitely tell they're taking a cue from survival games because all your equipment will break, at least the early stuff you'll get.
Yeah.
Because they're all called flimsy. Flimsy X, flimsy fishing pole, flimsy bug net, whatever.
And with the crafting, you have to have a flimsy one to get a sturdy one. So, it's piling on each other. But, like, don't forget to use your slingshot, because I got, like, 50,000 bells out of one of the peasants.
I had one to show up before I had the axe to get me the materials I needed to make the slingshot.
Yeah.
I saw it, and I was like, shit, I gotta Google what the fuck I gotta do to get this thing down, and eventually missed it, but I had more come.
Yeah.
So I'm just dropping, like, here's iron ore. How the hell is that floating in a balloon? It's not possible. This game's doing a lot of stuff pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely looking forward to putting some more time into it. And Tom Duck even tricks you in that party when he's like, oh, go pick up some sticks. I was like, you dumbass, I'm going to pick up everything. Because that's what I'm going to do. Once I brought him sticks, he's like, oh yeah, I need you to get me some oranges, which is what I have on my island. And I was like, I already have you, bitch. Shut up. I just gave him that. He made orange juice for everybody. Then I think my mom in game sent me 3 pears, so I got that to do something with at some point. They at least give you a reason to eat the fruit this time around, because I guess it gives you like superpower kind of thing. It like powers you up, so you can like break rocks or cut down trees or some shit with that.
Yeah.
Like, instead, if you use an axe on a tree, you're just knocking out like pieces of wood off of it. Yeah, so the worst thing so far is running around at night and there's spiders crawling around on the ground. That's fucked up. You can knock millipedes or centipedes out of rocks, which is also bad. So I have a nice little case for a spider, the tarantula, hanging out right next to where Blathers is going to be. Yeah, that game's going to be a good time sink for the next few months or whatever. We got our first events coming up here for Easter, I think, on April 1st. So instead of events being like a one-day thing, now it's going to be, at least this first one, looking like maybe 2 weeks. So you don't necessarily have to worry about missing the one day it's on because you had to actually go do some stuff in real life, which is good. That's been that. Been watching a lot of Disney Plus the other day, which was the first time I've done that in a while. And watched, what did I watch? I watched Frozen, Frozen 2. Both of which are good. I got like two more. The story is just more interesting than Frozen 1. And then I watched the Olaf Christmas movie spinoff they did, which is also pretty good. And then I, for whatever reason, watched the Lego Frozen thing, which was very much for kids. I think they didn't have any of the voice actors reprise the roles there. It was like 7-minute episodes, and like 2 minutes of that is just credits. They recap things to a ridiculous degree. So, I also watched Aladdin, the live action, the animated movie. Kind of see what the differences were for those. And there's definitely a good bit of differences between them. There's story stuff that they do differently, set things up. In the animated one, Jafar like tells Jasmine that he's going to behead Aladdin for being a thief, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's how like he gets into the castle. But then from there, he goes to the Cave of Wonder, whatever it is, from that. Instead of Jafar just taking him directly, they just trick him going to there. That kind of thing. Both are good. Then I watched the second movie, Aladdin movie, the animated one. But you can definitely tell the budget for that was way lower.
Yes, it was.
Oh, the Return of Jafar?
Yep, yeah. The very first direct-to-video Disney sequel.
Yeah. Oh, that was a turd.
Yeah, and guess what? It made boatloads of cash.
I know, we bought it. It was a turd, but we bought it.
Yeah, I still remembered a lot about that movie. Not so much that Dan Castellaneta is the voice of the genie, which means whenever he's trying to be Robin Williams, he just sounds like Homer Simpson being Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Which is a heck of a thing. And the only voice actor I think that came back was Gilbert Gottfried.
Yep.
And as a reward for him, he got two musical numbers to sing in, which is not a thing you want Gilbert Gottfried to do.
No, you do not.
So that was a hell of a thing. And then, that was a heck of a movie. I did not watch the third. I stopped right there. I was like, I'm not that going down this far down the rabbit hole.
Oh, the one where they find Aladdin's dad?
I don't know. I've only read this plot summary. Like, they're actually going to get married, Jasmine and Aladdin. Which the second one didn't make any sense because it seemed like the whole point of getting Jasmine a guy she liked is that she would marry him and they would become the rulers of Agrabah. And in the second movie, they're just like, no, you're my vizier. You're my advisor, dude. And he's like, no, I don't want that. And then I was like, wow, they're just finally getting married at the third movie then. They're just waiting that long. All right. So in the movie, they're just very much like, okay, Jasmine's, you know, the ruler now. Because she knows more about it than anybody. So letting this punk kid come in and save everybody and just become ruler. Because he's the man. But yeah, that was That was my adventures in Disney Plus, was just watching a bunch of stuff like that. And been doing streaming this week. Played Call of Duty Warzone, I think it is, on PC, which, yeah, I was having trouble when I was trying to play. It's just before we did the podcast on Sunday. For whatever reason, I think it was NVIDIA updated the drivers for that game specifically, and that caused issues with people's games, and I think they released like a hot patch for it and got it fixed. So I was playing some of that, which is pretty fun. Their player count can go up to 150, which is kind of crazy. For the main mode, Plunder is a sort of side version of it, where you have you and your team want to be the first to get to $1 million by like depositing it onto these helicopters, kind of Division style, like the Dark Zone and Division, that kind of thing. But the one time I tried it, the third person quit the match. So it was just two of us. We didn't see any people for like the last 15 minutes of the match.
Mm.
We were just getting cash, and it was the most boring thing. The other thing is, like, if you die, you get shot and killed. You just respawn, you just lose some cash then. And nobody got 2 million in that match. So it just had to go the entire distance, like 30 minutes, I think, which was just very boring. It's a mode that's just, it needs some work, because it's not quite there. It's a neat idea, but it's just not there yet. But the main mode is pretty cool. When you die, there is a chance you can come back. You go to the Gulag.
Which yes, is like, they actually call it the Gulag.
Yeah, it's, from what I've told, it's like the shower scene in The Rock.
Yeah.
The movie. Where essentially you go into there, and anybody else that's recently died that hasn't fought yet goes there, and they put you into one-on-one fights against somebody else. They should give you a random weapon or set of weapons, that kind of thing. And you just try and kill the other dude. You kill him, you go back in. Respawn. If you don't, you're dead. And your party, if they're still around, can resurrect you if they find the little shop area in there. So there's some really cool stuff there. The main issue is that they initially start you with a pistol, which I don't think is the best idea, because it just immediately makes it a game of skill right off the bat, instead of like typically like when PUBG or Fortnite or whatever, you initially land, it's people without weapons, and there's sloppy fist fights. They're happening before somebody gives up and decides they're going to run away, and you're not sure if they're getting a gun or what, and you run off too, and it's like this whole awkward confrontation. It's actually kind of fun at the beginning of those matches. Here you kind of immediately have a gun, so if you land, you kind of don't have too many issues unless you just get overwhelmed with people. And the other issue is that one of the items you can buy if you find a shop is you can just buy the ability to just pull your loadout from the multiplayer part of the game in, which if you have played the game since launch, you might have some really powerful stuff. And it's like an easy way for people to just pull out guns they're very familiar with, while everybody else is just picking up the random stuff that's in houses and such.
Yep.
So it's kind of like a weird balance issue. And if you're just playing Warzone free-to-play, you don't have any of your guns leveled up, and your ability to level up those guns is completely random based on the guns you pick up. So like I have like an assault rifle that is like level 9 because I had one good run with it. Killed like 4 people, and that leveled me up a bunch. I got some unlocks on that. So it's like, well, if I'm going to have a loadout, I guess that's the one I have to main, because it's the one that's leveled up. Like, I think the most I have on anything else is, like, level 2. And it's like, you get no real benefits from that, so it's kind of just a whole weird setup that has some promise. It just needs to, they just need to keep working on it. And they finally added solo mode, so people can just play purely solos instead of jumping into three-man squad match with one person. So that's good, but they just need to kind of keep working on this game. But for the most part, it's pretty good. Tuesday, I ended up streaming Family Tree on the Switch, which is the most recent game from the developers of Don't Die, Mr. Robot and Rogue Aces. This one's more kind of casual kind of game. It's basically like a pinball platformer, but kind of like a like your typical kind of phone game where you it just plops you into like a stage and you're trying to get through it and get all the collectibles as fast as possible for the highest score, that kind of thing. It just keeps serving you up levels as you get through them, and it's a pretty solid game for that. And I ended the stream with some Don't Die, Mr. Robot, which is just a great like arcade style game. And yeah, be streaming this weekend. Probably playing some more Animal Crossing, and if I get Doom Eternal from GameFly tomorrow, I'll be streaming that as well. But yeah, for right now, it's Animal Crossing, and I've got a few days off here, so probably be streaming some bunch of stuff here. Cause I also want to stream the Resident Evil 3 demo that's out now. Maybe some of the new demos that are up on Steam, because they have some special thing going on where they got a bunch of indie demos of various games, including the new Jay and Silent Bob game that got funded on Fig, I think.
Yep.
So I'm definitely going to want to kind of go through a bunch of those games, those demos at least, and see what's there and what's cool. So yeah, that's pretty much it. How about you, Brandon?
All right. Well, first and foremost, yeah, Doom Eternal. I got it. Actually got it yesterday. GameStop decided to release Doom Eternal a day early, so, you know, there wouldn't be as big of a crowd on Friday, since, you know, that was also when Animal Crossing was releasing.
Oh, yeah, make people go back twice. Double the chance of infecting.
Yeah. Which, yeah, and so I got to play it last night, and yeah, it's a fucking masterpiece. It is gleefully just, it taps into the, you know, angsty, blood-drinking 12-year-old boy that I used to be. And I'm pretty sure that these guys managed to felch like a few people from Games Workshop, because the visual design of this is so fucking 30K.
Oh, phrasing.
Yeah. I'm still blinking.
Yeah. I said felch instead of fetch, didn't I?
You totally did!
I do that sometimes.
It's alright, man. People don't understand, like, when you're, like, live and stuff. It's hard. Writing
is
easy.
Yeah, but anyway, point is, it is very 30K-ish visually. Especially, like, the first part when you're actually, like, on Earth and you start seeing all the fucking giant mechs and shit. Like, pretty 30K, that's all I'm going to say. And yeah, it is a lot harder. Well, I don't want to say it's a lot harder. It's a lot more, I guess I want to say, involved than the predecessor was, because that first, that first game could be a real adrenaline rush, but it also kind of slowly introduces you into it. Like, a little by little. Not this game. It literally plops you right in the middle of the shit. And they immediately, you know, are teaching you how to use the chainsaw and all that shit. And holy crap, this game can be overwhelming at times. Because not only are there, like, all these different enemy types, but there's a fucking lot of them coming at you at once. And, you know, so, like, unlike in the original Doom, where, you know, you just, you know, shoot at people until they die, with the Doom 2016, they introduced the whole idea of the glory kill, which is where, you know, you shoot an enemy until it starts flashing blue and orange, and then you'll do, like, a thing where you're, like, you know, rip their head off or stomp them out, or one of my favorites being in this game is doing, like, an overhead hammer fist and stuffing a fucker's head into his abdomen. Yeah. Yeah, you do that. And that's, like, one of the main ways you actually regain health, because if you do that to enemies, you actually, it spawns, like, health power-ups. But now they've also got this thing now where you've got things where you can, like, use the chainsaw to get, you know, more ammo, or you can use the flamethrower to, you know, get more armor pieces. And then, of course, there's the blood fist, which is where you do a bunch of glory kills, and once it's charged up, you just punch them, and they explode into blood.
Yep.
Really no other way to say that. Just
pretty simple.
You punch them, and boom, they are blood now. You know,
it's one of
they
those
were
games
there, and now
the
they're
TV.
All over the wall.
It's one of those games that the TV just actively vomits blood, and you just sit there giggling like an ether junkie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm playing this whole game, and I'm just like, yay! But, yeah, no, the game is fun. So much fun. And you know what? Because Phil had brought this up, he was worried that they were doing too many, like, unskippable cinematics in this game. No!
Yeah, there's a few, but it's like, they're nowhere near as frequent as I would have expected them to be, so I'm okay with
it. They still do most of the lore in the menu, yeah. So, which is fine, because they're actually building a pretty interesting universe here.
Yeah.
Am
I the only one that's like after, between levels, I'm just like walking around Fortress of Doom, just looking around at all the stuff I collected?
Yeah, that's kind of the point. And yes, that is actually what your headquarters are called, the Fortress of Doom.
Yeah.
It's this space station that's floating around Earth.
Yep.
Yes, you do actually get to see the Doom Slayer's face, mm-hmm. by the way. He is very much a character now.
Yep.
So what else? So I already have been listening to these guys, but I really, really started listening to them, like, in seriousness this week. Any of you guys ever heard of a band called T-Square?
Nope.
Okay. T-Square is a jazz fusion group from Japan. They've been around since the late 70s. If you've ever watched, you know, Japan's F1 racing coverage, or you've played Gran Turismo, you've heard their music at least once. In fact, pretty much at least 50% of the PlayStation era's, like, music catalog can pretty much be attributed either to T-Square the band or various members. If you've ever wanted to get music that will just, like, you're stressed out and you want something that's smooth and relaxing but also fun to listen to, T-Square is absolutely the band you should try. There's no vocals. It's all instrumental. It's basically five dudes. It's a drummer, a keyboard player, a bass player, a really good fucking bass player, by the way. Specifically, listen to their song Explorer, and you'll know what I mean. The guitar player, who's also the band leader. And then there's the woodwind guy who, you know, usually he'll either play saxophone or he'll have one of those wind controllers. You know, you guys know what a wind mm-hmm. controller is? It's like a electronic flute kind of yep. instrument.
Yep.
Yeah. It's good. It's really good. The guitarist's name is Masahiro Ando. So, yeah, he created the music for Ark the Lad, Twilight of the Spirits, and Gran Turismo.
Well, that's a name I know.
Yeah. This is his band.
Okay.
What else? Still reading. I got a copy of Hideyuki Kikuchi's first novel, Demon City Shinjuku. You guys probably know Hideyuki Kikuchi is the guy who is the author behind Vampire Hunter D. Would you be surprised to know that pretty much all of his books have a great dose of, like, occult and trashy sex?
Well, I mean, if it's a selling combination.
Let me put it this way. Did you guys ever see the movie Wicked City? Mm-hmm. It was like an old anime? Yeah, that's based on one of his books. So that's the kind of shit you're in when you're reading him.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And of course, Netflix binging, because what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah, right.
I mentioned last week, Beastars is now streaming with its English dub now on Netflix. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It is fucking weird, and it is glorious. Ben Diskin is in it. It's amazing. You know, some other stuff, too. All of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is on there. So if you haven't been watching that, what the fuck are you doing?
I tried watching it. It was a little too extra for me. And I meant by that, I mean a lot too extra.
Yeah. Oh, and they also have Inuyasha on there, too. Like, the whole series. And Bleach.
Bleach.
Yes. And Naruto. Yeah. That's basically what I've been doing this week. So, we got anything we want to add before we move on?
No,
nope. Okay. Well, then. It is now time for everybody's favorite part of the show, Brandon's Random Factoid. And doing my civic duty today, I decided that we were going to focus on COVID-19. Because, well, what the fuck else is happening in the world today? And let's be honest, we all realized this week that there are a lot of stupid fucking people in this country. And there's also a lot of stupid fucking people giving other stupid fucking people stupid fucking advice.
Yeah.
That's the internet.
I'm pretty sure Bernie's been talking about one of the Cheeto stupid fuckers who's been giving advice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First thing to start with, number one. So what I'm going to do is, you know, just giving civic duty, I'm going to try and sort of give some advice and dispel some myths, and that'll be it. Here we go. Number one, Chinese people do not eat fucking bats.
Yeah.
Okay? I cannot say that enough. Chinese people do not eat fucking bats. Okay? That video you've seen of that woman eating a whole bat? Yeah, that didn't happen in China. That video was shot in 2016, and it was in Papua New Guinea. And the reason she was eating it is because that particular part of Papua New Guinea has a lot of bat stuff that they eat, because, you know, other than fish, what the fuck else are they going to eat?
Well, eating bats while they're fucking sounds pretty difficult anyway.
Yeah. Number two. Just because it's called a wet market does not mean it's gross. Okay? Do you guys know what a wet market actually is?
I'm assuming it's where they have things that aren't dry goods only. They have, like, fresh meat, eggs.
Fresh meat. It's fresh meat, poultry, and fish.
Okay.
It's basically an outdoor butcher shop. That's
so
it.
It's a market. That's the way that they do it there.
It's not what I would have guessed that market to be before we had this conversation.
Yeah, that's all it fucking is. And apparently the epicenter of where this virus originated was next to a biological research facility that happened to be located near a wet market in Wuhan. But it wasn't by eating fucking bats. It's just one of those.
Was it not that somebody got sneezed on by a bat?
Probably.
I mean,
no, probably what ended up happening is somebody got bit by a bat or something like that. And, you know, probably because that the COVID, the coronaviruses by their nature usually originate in animals, and they usually are one of those handful of viruses that can transmit from animals to humans. Kind of like what HIV happened. Number three, Purell won't save you. I cannot fucking say this enough. I don't know why people suddenly fucking thought that they had to go out and mass buy Purell when it ain't gonna fucking help you.
No, the actual physical removing the germs and washing them down the drains with soap and water is far more effective.
Yes. What do hand sanitizers do? They kill bacteria. What is the coronavirus?
They'll kill the fuck out of it, but it won't kill a virus.
Yes. That's right. Coronavirus is a fucking virus, not bacteria. Purell will not help you. So just wash your goddamn hands. Not that fucking hard.
It disturbs me that people weren't already doing this.
Yeah. Right. A lot of people, for some reason, think the hand sanitizer is some kind of fucking substitute for just good old soap and water.
Oh, yeah. Don't ever go into a public bathroom and see how often people wash their hands coming out of it.
No, don't. And like,
it will make you not want to touch anything.
Well, use soap and water and wash your phone and your phone case as well.
Yeah.
If your phone is waterproof, you should be washing it.
Yes, exactly. If it is waterproof, get some soap and water. Wipe that shit down. It only takes a minute.
Yep.
Number four. If you're going to wear a mask, make sure it's covering both your nose and mouth.
Yeah.
Because, if you're only covering up your mouth, you might as well not be wearing the damn mask to begin with.
You're not doing anybody any good there.
And no. Wear it the entire time you're outside of your house.
Yes.
Yep.
Because you're not picking and choosing which place you're wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all or nothing.
I mean, I could see taking it off in your car.
Yeah. If you need it for something.
Yeah.
But I've seen, like, couples, one person's wearing the mask, the other one's not. It's like, it's, people need your mask confiscated.
Yeah.
The people that actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I should be able to call the police, medical police. Yeah.
Number five. It is not a fucking bioweapon.
Oh my God, can you say that again, please, for all the people
it
out there?
It is not a fucking bioweapon.
Thank you.
If it was a fucking bioweapon, why would it have hit in China first?
Killing your own people to own the libs.
Yeah. Number six. I don't know why I have to fucking say this, but apparently I do. This has nothing fucking doing with Corona beer.
I know.
Yeah.
In fact, give them some business because they're hurting right now and they've done nothing wrong.
Even if their beer is just piss water, give it a shot. It's
standard, but...
You know, I mean, put it in some orange soda or something if you have to, but... throw them some money, you know? They kind of need it right now.
They need to do a GoFundMe, man.
All right. Number seven. You can't get coronavirus by eating Chinese food.
No.
Or being around Asian people in general. I'm just going to put that caveat on there at the end of it, because, man, it really sucks to be Asian American right now.
Mm-hmm. I guess it stopped being one of the good ones.
Yeah. That goes to show you how that whole mild minority bullshit is just that bullshit, and how easy it can be switched around on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go to your local Chinese restaurant. Go to your local Asian grocery stores. They really need the fucking business right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I saw this as a good tip. If you can't go to like a local hair salon or whatever, just for whatever reason, buy a gift card, voucher, whatever
you
do for a future visit. They'll get the money, and you can come in better when things aren't fucked.
Yeah.
You still support them.
Number eight. These are the symptoms of coronavirus. There are three of them that have been absolutely confirmed. Dry cough, fever. Fuck, what was the third one? Shit, what was the third one?
I believe it was sore throat preceding those.
No, it's not sore throat. Dry cough, fever, and I think it's... Shit. You know what? God damn it. Hold on.
It's not shit.
Yeah.
A lot of people seem to be acting as though it is, but...
Yeah. No. I cannot believe I fucking blipped on this shit. Hold on. All right. Oh, yes. Shortness of breath. That's the third fucking one. God damn it.
Like, yeah.
Those are the three confirmed. Okay? Now, here's the symptoms that are not coronavirus.
Not
nausea.
Necessarily.
Not necessarily. Now, keep in mind, however, it can piggyback on other viruses.
Or be a side effect of fever.
Yeah.
Depending on the human.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you got fever, you got a cough, and you got shortness of breath, but you also have a stuffy, runny nose, or you have a wet cough, then you probably don't have COVID-19. You probably just have the regular-ass flu. nausea, vomiting, these things. Not related to COVID-19, but COVID-19 sure as hell can piggyback on it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I would say, if you're concerned, go to a doctor. If you can't afford it, still go to a doctor.
Yeah, just go anyway.
Because, trust me, you will be much more thankful in the long run.
Yeah.
And you can tell the health insurance companies, go suck it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, and last but not least, if Donald Trump says that it's just a hoax virus, don't fucking listen to him.
Yeah.
He's the reason why it got this bad to begin with.
Hmm.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. And he's not going to take any of the blame for it.
Yeah.
No, and people are still going to fucking vote for him.
I know.
Yeah. Can I add that one has more? Been
one more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Don't go on TikTok and lick toilet seats claiming it's the coronavirus challenge.
No. Well, no, actually, please do that because it's natural selection and it will thin the herd.
Well, if you're a smart person, you shouldn't do that. If you're listening to us, you probably are a smart
person. We like
to
think that you're a thinker.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Don't lick toilets you don't know.
Exactly.
I want to lick my own toilet. Jeez.
Yeah, but at least you can clean it. You know it's clean.
And apparently the quarantine in Spain has made it so people weren't able to feed the pigeons anymore, and now they're packing up and actively, aggressively attacking humans that they find walking streets.
They want their food.
Damn.
Did you see the video I shared you guys on?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh my God.
More of a reason to stay inside.
Yep. Death pigeons.
Yep. All right, and that has been yet another installment of Brandon's Random Factoid. Now, moving on from there, we start off, as always, with the show proper, and we start with that, with our assholes of the week. And yes, we got a few. Because if there's one thing we've realized is that there's nothing like a tragedy to bring the assholes out of the woodwork.
It's true.
No.
Number one, and you've probably heard about this dipshit already, that douchebag in Tennessee who decided to hoard 17,000 bottles of sanitizer to sell on eBay or Amazon, who was then blocked, investigated by the state attorney general, and forced to donate them all.
He donated 2/3 to the local church that is distributing them around around the state, and then donated the other 1/3 to the AG, who was going to give it to their counterparts in Kentucky, because that's where they got some of their supplies from. And obviously got featured in the New York Times for being that much of an asshole. Didn't mm-hmm. seem to feel any remorse about it, because I can assume he does this generally. Tries to find things on the cheap to sell on Amazon or eBay or whatever and make money off of it. And figured out maybe doing it during a pandemic is not the best time to do it.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
So yeah, fuck that guy.
Got a bunch of hate mail and death threats, which deserves.
Yeah.
One man even banged on the door at his home late Saturday night. Don't go that far, people. But the rest is fine. Because he deserves to know there's reactions to expect for his actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consequences.
But as mm-hmm. we just said, hand sanitizer isn't going to do shit for you anyway. So
yep.
that was kind of another mistake he made. So.
Yep.
But
well, he realized everybody else is stupid.
Mm. Yeah.
He can make a buck off that.
All right.
He could if he wasn't trying to move that much fucking product.
Yeah. Because not only is he an asshole, he's also stupid.
Because he had to give it all away. Most of the money he spent on that.
Mm. All right. Next up. Our next asshole. Were the, O'Hare and DFW airports, because,
it's Trump for...
Specifically for Trump it, because... Yeah, because he decided to kind of spring this on everybody, and so, basically, the airports had to go, hey, can't let you fuckers go. We're going to have to do some enhanced screening. So it caused a bunch of people to get really close together into giant crowds at both O'Hare and DFW waiting to get in line for enhanced screenings.
Hours yep. long.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder to shoulder. You know, the exact thing they recommend for the coronavirus is just get into tight crowds for several hours. Breathing the same air over and over again.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, your governor basically tweeted the federal government needs to get its shit together now.
He did. He mm-hmm. and fucking, he and Bernie are just going to lay it out just like it is.
Like, you know what? We're tired of your shit.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's quite a few other politicians doing the same thing. Mm. They're not going to mince words. They're just going to say what they need to say.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if that is a result of your surge in cases.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of people trying to get back home or to elsewhere. And people forced into close confinement with each other.
Also, that and the fact that we now have more testing kits. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Next asshole, Senator Rand Paul, because he decided to delay a vote on the COVID-19 bill with a doomed amendment, and then, in a following speech, he called immigrants non-people.
He fucking what?
Yeah, he, so the amendment that he forced onto this, it caused them to have to delay voting until the next day, which they still haven't put together a vote for the ultimate bill. But let's see. Forcing a vote on his amendment require, quote, a social security number for purposes of the child tax credit and to provide the president the authority to transfer funds as necessary and to terminate U.S. Military operations and reconstruction activities in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was doing his speech the next day, let's see. Where's the quote? So if you want to apply for money from the federal government through the child tax credit program, then you have to be a legitimate person. Has nothing to do with not liking immigrants. It has to do with saying taxpayer money shouldn't go to non-people. No, that's exactly what you're saying right there. You said one thing in a sense. In the next sense, you contradicted it. Congrats, you're a GOP. There's a video of it, just in case you need a confirmation of that. And I believe it's been voted down, the amendment.
Yeah, so he basically wasted everybody's time.
And a lot of people are like, you know, I'm on the neighbor's side now.
Yeah.
That beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I was saying, it's like, time is important in this stuff, and he's sitting here fucking around.
Could you imagine having to live next to a douchebag like that?
Hmm. Oh. Speaking of douchebags...
Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of douchebags, COVID-19, the Chinese virus, because he's a racist piece of shit.
He's the one starting this shit?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's even
of course, I'm pretty sure Stephen Miller probably whispered it into his ear.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. While his snake-like tongue was fluttering out.
Yeah, there's pictures of him holding the, or looking at his little, like, information booklet where he tossed out coronavirus, the corona part of the virus name, and wrote Chinese above it. You know, just furthering that is all him doing this.
Yep.
But in response to it, he, because people were asking, said, because it comes from China. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why I want to be accurate. Pressed again, he said, I have great love for all the people from our country. But as you know, China tried to say at one point that it was caused by American soldiers. That can't happen. It's not going to happen. Not as long as I'm president. It comes from China. It's like, everybody knows it came from China. It doesn't fucking matter because the name is coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically COVID-19. But he wants everybody to know that they should blame China. It's like, people have already been doing it.
He doesn't fucking care who he's throwing under the bus.
No, he really does not.
It's, it's really, it's inept evil. That's just what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that this is intentional.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He doesn't want people to lay the blame at his feet for this. So he's gonna try to lay the blame at the feet of the Chinese.
Yeah, he's treating this like it's part of his campaign for presidency.
He has to do that because he can't hold his big rallies anymore.
Yeah. All he's doing is just make sure everybody knows that he is concerned about this. About people thinking it's his fault for keeping it going.
Also, for the record, it's not working either. Because not even a lot of his base is falling for it.
No.
Well, I mean, when their grandparents and their parents and everybody else's lives are at risk, you know, maybe it's time to finally see things for what they really are.
I think that's a hill they're willing to die on, literally.
Unfortunately, you're right. I think some of them will come and realize it, but unfortunately, one of the things about this fucking virus is that in order to keep it from spreading, it requires a certain degree of altruism that I think some people in the United States are just not capable of doing or even comprehending.
Yeah.
Absolutely agreed.
Because you have to understand, the thing about this virus is, you know, again, the fatal portion of it is pretty small. And the people who it would directly affect negatively are people who are either really old or are immunosuppressed.
Or have asthma.
Or have asthma, yes.
Yeah.
Crohn's disease or any of these others where it pushed them to a position of fragility.
Yeah, which means that the vast majority of people who actually do catch this virus will be fine.
Well,
but here's the problem. Because of that, it makes this virus so much easier to spread. And because of that, it means that people can end up spreading it to their loved ones. And since this thing is capable of lying dormant for up to 2 weeks before showing any symptoms, basically it means that you're having to take all these measures in the hopes of not infecting someone that you don't even know. And for some people, that's just too abstract of a concept for them to comprehend.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed a lot of the celebrities that have been – celebrities and athletes that are, you know, being announced as being having COVID-19.
Yeah.
They're asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the only reason they would have gotten a test is because they're famous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they obviously did not show signs of it. And there's tons of people that have the same thing, but they're not in positions to get that stuff easily, those tests.
And that's the big issue. Is not like a quick recovery either, even for the people who have it mild. Out of the 585 cases in Illinois, five of them have resulted in death. Only two have resulted in a recovery so far.
Mm-hmm.
Only two people so far who are positive in Illinois are back in their own homes living their life.
And the rest of them are just hating life right now.
Yeah, probably.
Fuck.
And there's plenty of things that affect that stuff. It's like, you know, can you get off of work? Can you afford to? Can you afford, you know, going to the hospital? And do you feel bad enough that you should go to a hospital? Because people are conditioned, like, oh, you'll be fine. You know, work it off, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Once they go to the hospital, there are bills. I mean,
yeah. There's no other way to put it, really.
And then finally, last asshole of the word of the week, Senator Burr and Senator Loeffler. Because after they told people that, no, this COVID-19, it's not a big deal, go about your business, everything's going to be fine, the economy's not going to be affected, everything's hunky-dory, they then started selling off millions of dollars in stock.
Well, they noped out of there.
Yeah.
And thank you, you two assholes, for the $125,000 we lost.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In our 401ks. 125 grand.
Yep. Just poof.
And we didn't have really big 401ks. It was like 35%. Gone. instantly.
Yep.
Yeah. People are citing a bill that that Congress passed like 8 years ago relating to this kind of thing of selling off stock. And guess who's one of the people that voted against it? Mr. Burr here.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
You know, it seems very much like a case of insider trading.
Yeah.
Even if it's not directly the way that law is intended, but he used his knowledge from this meeting they had to sell off stock immediately.
Mm-hmm.
That made him tons of money. Mm-hmm. While telling people, there's no issue here. Indirectly misleading the public. Same with Loeffler, who's actively saying that she hasn't done this, that she doesn't control these stocks, that kind of thing. Burr has admitted to it. Or the weird case where a person from the GOP denies it, but in the same statement confirms it. In a weird way, like his office also confirmed it.
Hmm. I think we call that doublespeak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I guess you guys confirm it. Okay, we're all in agreement. You're an asshole. Mm. Congrats. And yeah, the amazing thing is that Tucker Carlson chimed in, and he demands their heads. So we finally agree with Tucker Carlson on something.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
geez, that's. Okay, it is the
this
end
This is
times.
Where we're at?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll have to make the title of this podcast, Tucker Carlson Was Right. For a while.
Wow.
As hell freezes over.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right.
My solution is put these two senators in New Jersey, give them guns, have an old-fashioned duel. The person that loses has to resign. And the person that wins also has to resign. They're just not shot. They're both gone. Both learn a lesson.
Yeah.
And everybody gets entertained.
The one that stays in Jersey is probably going to get infected. They are really not doing well there. Not doing well.
Yeah, we know how it went for in Hamilton.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And with that, we now go to our hero of the weekend. Above all else, it was Chinese billionaire Jack Ma, who actually decided to donate over 500,000 virus test kits and 1 million masks to the United States.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yet our president will condemn him for where he was born.
Well, I mean, there are definitely reasons to condemn Jack Ma because he's a bit of a prick, but this was a good thing.
He's a pragmatic prick.
Yeah.
And he runs a retailer that's based off of bootlegs of American products.
Yeah, true.
What is
Trump wants? Alibaba.
Oh, that's him. Okay.
Yep.
He's the richest man in China.
Yep. And he's also a member of the party.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well,
I think
you try and figure that out.
When you're that much of a high roller, I think that you're just a de facto member of the party in China.
Yeah.
They do what they can to recruit you.
Yep. All right. Now, with that out of the way, it is now time to start the proper show proper. Get ready, folks. Here we go. It's the COVID-19 dump truck. So first off here, we got an article here. Well, it's a Twitter thread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a timeline of all the bullshit Trump tried to convince us of over the past 2 months. Until he finally had to admit that we were fucked.
Yeah, so this guy here, Eamon Mulyeldin, he's an anchor and co-host of a show on MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
decided to document all this stuff January 22nd. Mm-hmm. It's going to be just fine. We have it totally under control. January 24th, which is a tweet where he says, it will all work out well. January 30th. We think we have it very well under control. We have very little problem in this country at this moment. February 7th, tweet. As the weather starts to warm and the virus hopefully becomes weaker, and then gone. This is him reiterating what he heard from President Xi. February 10th, I think the virus is going to be, it's going to be fine. February 14th, we have a very small number of people in the country right now with it. It's like around 12. Many of them are getting better. Some are fully recovered already. So we're in very good shape. February 19th. I think it's going to work out fine. I think when we get into April, in warmer weather, that has a very negative effect on that and that type of a virus. So let's see what happens. But I think it's going to work out fine. I think we should remind people, so like the Spanish flu, when it got warmer, it did kind of die down. But then when the fall came, it came right back.
Mm-hmm.
Killed tons of people. So even if it goes down, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
You gotta stay vigilant.
Also, it didn't come from Spain.
No.
It came from Kansas.
Killed the need to point that out. In fact, it might have actually started right here in the U.S.
Yeah, Spain was the only place reporting on it, really, because they weren't involved in the war. Mm-hmm. And that's why they called it the Spanish flu.
And I believe our governments made sure that that name stuck.
Mm-hmm.
See, February 24th, tweet. The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. Stock market's starting to look very good to me. You see, okay, now he's concerned about the stock market. February 25th. You may ask about the coronavirus, which is very well under control in our country. We have very few people with it, and the people that have it are getting better. They're all getting better as far as what we're doing with the new virus. I think that we are doing a great job. Let's see, February 26th, because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. When you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down close to zero, that's a pretty good job we've done.
Uh-huh.
February 28th, these are three different comments. I think it's really going well. We're prepared for the worst, but we think we're going to be very fortunate. Also, it's going to disappear one day. It's like a miracle. It will disappear. And yeah, that's how things go.
That's how science works, right?
Yeah, February 28th. This is their new hoax. That's,
yeah, this is where he got to the hoax portion.
All right, let's see. March 4th. Some people will have this at a very light level. Won't even go to a doctor or hospital, and they'll get better. There are many people like that. I mean, that's reality. March 9th. So last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. Nothing has shut down. Life and the economy are gone. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus with 22 deaths. Think about that. It's like, man, we could go back then. And also, we're over 10,000 deaths for this thing. So still going. Let's see, March 10th, and it hit the world, and we're prepared, and we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just stay calm. It will go away. March 11th, I think we're going to get through it very well. March 12th, it's going to go away. The U.S., because of what I did and what the administration did with China, we have 32 deaths at this point. When you look at the kind of numbers that you're seeing coming out of other countries, it's pretty amazing when you think of it. Let's see, March 15th. This is a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have tremendous control over. March 16th, if you're talking about the virus, no. That's not under control for any place in the world.
It's like reading the files from a Resident Evil game.
Yeah, when you find each successful one.
Like you can pinpoint the moment where it goes tits up.
Yeah, March 17th. I've always known this is real, this is a pandemic. I felt that it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. It's like, no, you said it was nothing. It was a hoax.
The delusion on this one.
Yeah, I think that's it for it. So that's him realizing and admitting it is a pandemic. About 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks after calling it a hoax.
Yeah.
You can find similar trending with Fox News' coverage of it.
No.
Who now has to backtrack on the thing they've been telling people were a hoax. That was complete bullshit. And I believe Fox Business's offices in New York City has somebody that caught it.
Yep, and they're actually having to slash a good chunk of their programming. Specifically because of it.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah.
Thank God for
especially calm. Fast for these people, because holy shit, I almost got whiplash with that kind of turnaround.
Yep. It's that's why you don't put a con man in charge of a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So you will keep trying to con people until he can no longer do it.
Yeah.
Well, So, in the meantime, obviously, one of the big effects of all this is the economy has taken a huge fucking hit. And
so we're watching the 1% lose their shirts.
Yeah, and now you are actually seeing conservatives talking about sending out checks to people. Maybe one for a month for a couple months. Also known as a universal basic income.
Wait, you're saying they're going to hand out money to people?
Yeah.
But people. Socialist. Bernie, socialist, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. They're going to spin this in every way that they can that it doesn't look like a socialist thing, but it is. Because we're doing it up here.
It's just the government socialist. Looking out for its people.
That's... It's not socialist if their voters need it.
Yeah. So the exact amount hasn't really been agreed on yet. The one that's going around mostly... is about $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so $1,000, $1,200.
I've seen the highest $2,000.
Yeah, I forget who it was that was suggesting it. I think it was in the House, a Democrat.
Yeah.
The House is looking to pass their own bill for this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got news here about what the Senate's doing.
Yeah, well, I'm fixing to get to that. There's also talk that what they're going to do is they're going to give $1,000 for every adult in the household, and then I think there's like an additional $800 or something for every child.
Yeah.
And depending
Steve Mnuchin, for example, was throwing down around the number $3,000 over and over again.
He doesn't know what $3,000 is.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the meantime, as all of this was going, the Senate GOP has been crafting their own stimulus bill without the Democrats' involvement.
You know, because that's a great way to send a message of unity in the federal government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we're all in this together, not... you people.
Except we're excluding half of the people.
Because they can just ram it through if they want.
Yeah.
And they talked to Mitch McConnell about this, where he said, actually, it's speeding up. We just passed yesterday a bill that was written in the Democratic House of Representatives. Mm. Let's see. The Republicans are in the majority in the Senate. We wanted to put forward a proposal. We feel like we have an obligation to do that as a majority, and the Democrats, of course, need to be given an opportunity to react to it. And that all begins tomorrow. So we don't create controversy where there isn't controversy.
Mm. I love that you just mentioned Mitch McConnell, and you like went into Tommy the Turtle right
yeah.
away.
I'm not sure if that was intentional or Freudian, but...
mm-hmm.
That was what I was going for. Let's see... This is the quickest way to get it done. Trust me, this is the quickest way to get it done exactly the way we're doing it. I mean, yeah, it's the quickest way if you don't involve half the people that are involved.
Yeah.
When you do this thing in secret, it's kind of easier.
Yeah.
Less cooks in the kitchen, but if you're baking a cake, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah. Anyway, both the states of New York and California are... basically ordering a general lockdown.
Yeah.
And Illinois just shortly after decided to join them.
Yep, 79
Isn't there
people.
A fourth state? I thought there were four altogether.
Don't know what the fourth would be.
I might have read that
Washington,
wrong.
But they might have been already doing this. I'm not
Possible.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this stuff is still ongoing.
Yeah.
As states still start to get testing done so that they actively know like what's going on, mm-hmm. what the numbers they're actually dealing with, versus just here's how many we've been reported.
Mm.
And yeah, I've seen people comparing the amount of cases for the U.S. to Italy, which are very, very similar, despite the fact that we have several times more people, which is not good. Italy's the case you do not want to be like, because they have people locked in there. Houses and apartments, and they have nothing to do but try and play tennis between windows and play music and sing and do videos saying what they wish they had told themselves 10 days ago.
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amongst other things, SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, has decided to delay oral arguments on cases for the time being.
At least we don't have to worry about the ACA RBG. Being torn down or any of that other stuff.
Yeah. My state, Georgia, decided to delay their primary to May.
Yeah.
Yep. So
that's a good 19th. Idea.
Which is good because my primary was going to be next week.
Hmm.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, that wouldn't have gone well.
Mm-mm. Not the time for that.
Nope. Ohio decided to delay their primary to June after a last-minute delay from Governor DeWine.
Yeah, this happened. I was all set to go voting, as far as I knew when I went to sleep, that it was going to happen. Then I woke up, and it was not. Because it went to, I think it went to a state's court, and they denied the request for delay, saying it's too late for this shit. And then the Supreme Court for the states overrode that. And so, you know, people that were going to run the polls had no fucking clue what was going on. Because they were not even called on this stuff.
Oh,
they showed up, saw nobody was there, and it's like, and I guess somebody probably called in and asked, like, what the hell's going on?
Mm.
And we're told, like, okay, don't do anything. And go home.
Okay.
So now we're waiting until June for that, and basically saying, yeah, we're not going to bother with any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow. That's kind of bad. Just,
yeah, it's like we had more than just the primary stuff going on.
Yep.
We had local votes on levees and such like that.
Mm-hmm.
School stuff and parks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Next up after that, we here in the United States, our deadline to get all of our taxes filed is in mid-April.
April 15th.
Yep. But they have decided that they're going to push it into July.
That is telling.
Yeah.
That
and
is
it especially
a
pissed my mom day. Off because she broke her ass trying to get all that crap done before April.
Yeah. I
well, at least she got it done.
Up yeah. 2 days ago. I'm like, I could have put that off longer. Fucking great.
I don't have much else to do at this point.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
You got 3 months of nothingness to get done.
I talked to my recruiter today. I'm like, dude, my contract is up on the 30th. We're not done working here. I'm like, what do you have that's remote? Because I think I'm going to have to work this whole fucking year. The economy looks so shit. And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we have extended family that we may have to support.
Yeah.
You know? Like, do contract workers take unemployment? What's... There's so many question marks here.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to thank Andrew Yang.
It
seems like we're going to go to some sort of IBU system.
Maybe. UBI.
Mm. UBI, yeah.
Yeah. And probably going to get the first check in the mail probably in the middle of April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, we would have been paying our taxes.
That's what they're saying here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, don't let a pandemic help you forget that our healthcare system totally fucking sucks. Because there was one woman who went and got tested and treatment for COVID-19, and she woke up with a $35,000 hospital bill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is this should be the number one example of, like, she should not be paying for any part of this. The unfortunate thing is she went into the hospital just before they made the bill. They passed the bill to make test free.
They should roll it back. They should fucking roll it back.
Yeah.
This is not what the insurance companies do.
No.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's the
but...
unfortunate part. I'm trying to see what... I think it was $900 just for the test.
Oh, that's sure cheap. I heard they were like $3,000. $3,200 or something.
As far as the United States is concerned here in our healthcare system, $900 is on the cheap side.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, she got in early on the testing. She got the early access discount. But yeah, by the end, she had a bill that was $34,927.43.
It's fucking ridiculous.
She said, I was pretty sticker shocked. I personally don't know anybody who has that kind of money.
No.
Yep. She's one of the 27 million Americans who are uninsured. And this is basically the worst thing that could happen.
Yep.
As far as a big, huge pandemic, of which the government is too busy fucking around over the numbers.
Yeah.
To just ensure that anybody that needs it should just get treatment.
Yeah.
Somewhere Bernie Sanders is going, what the fuck did I just say?
Yeah. He's using states where the polls are, the people that are doing the exit polls are saying like over 50%, we support Medicare for all.
Mm.
And it's like, what are you fucking doing, people?
Yeah. How did the breakdown in the message happen? Because that's what we're going to have to very likely.
Part of it is people view Biden as the one that is the steady hand, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like trying to figure out the fucking bills for this kind of shit. Even before you go in, because you have no idea what sort of extra shit they're going to toss on.
No.
Okay. What sort of multiplier is going to be like, well, this is a pandemic, so everything costs 10 times more because we got less people to deal with this shit or whatever. And it's like, you know, you come out like it's like you just went to Vegas. You got fucked in the ass with the random numbers.
For Scott CPAP, we did our due diligence. We talked with him. We got, you know, we got our copays and our quotes and all that other shit. And we still got horribly surprised. Horribly surprised. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we thought it was going to be about $350. It was over $1,000.
Yeah.
That's
the problem.
I know, and then a hot water heater the next week.
It's sort of like when you take your car in for repairs, and they're like, oh, yeah, you needed this, this, and this also done. That's going to be three times what we told you it was going to cost.
Yeah.
So we decided we're going to do this anyway, even though you said, no, I just need this thing done.
Mm. Yep.
Because hospitals are businesses.
Yeah,
they don't care about getting you fixed unless they can bring you up for the bill.
Yeah.
They also don't have to tell you shit about how they price stuff.
No.
No.
I don't think they know how they're going to price stuff.
No, they do. They do. They have a – every hospital has a little document that they have called the charge master. And they always keep it in lock and key so that other people can't see it.
It sort of feels like it's the it's spinning the wheel on Price is Right. Like, all right, are you going to get the good bill or are you going to get fucked?
Yep.
Then you hit the $1 and then you hit it again and again and your bill's $800,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they won, not you.
Every time they
won. That's why we take the insurance companies out of the hospital system.
Yeah.
Tell the government, hey, you cover everything. People get what they need and the government pays for it.
Yeah.
And someday that may happen.
However, if there is one business that is absolutely one industry that is absolutely fucking thriving in all this shit, it's takeout. And especially takeout places that will deliver to your house.
Yeah.
And just as a sign of the times, Domino's is hiring 10,000 more people to keep up with increased delivery demand.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this
especially. Go ahead.
Well,
like, can they please pay them a living wage, too?
Yeah,
yes, nice. Please.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would hope so.
But what Domino's also did, which is probably contributing to them needing more more delivery people, is they cut their prices in half.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were already cheap to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of restaurants that sent me emails like, oh, here's what we're doing for COVID-19. I'm like, you know, we're not charging delivery fees to go through Uber Eats or whatever company they're sponsored with. So, like, well, I hope those people get fucking paid through that shit.
It's like,
because that's traditionally like the delivery fee
goes
either
to
gets
them.
Cut in half to split with them, or there's, you know, one gets one fee, the other one gets the other, that kind of thing.
Hmm.
It's all weird like that. But yeah, if you've been displaced from a job. You know, might not be the prettiest business, but Domino's is going to be steady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People want their fucking pizza.
Yeah.
It's the one thing you can count on.
That could be their slogan.
Yeah. Domino's. Hey, people want their fucking pizza.
And so they got the thing that puts us in perspective is they got about 6,100 locations. So it's about one person per store, maybe two on some of the bigger ones. But that's better than a lot of places that are cutting people.
Yeah.
In this time, which is causing basically every state's unemployment division to get overwhelmed with applications. Like ours is like 10 times better, 10 times higher than the what it was last year at this time.
Did I not read something that Trump is trying to pressure states into not releasing their unemployment stats?
Yeah, he is absolutely doing that.
Yeah,
it's getting out one way or the other.
Yep.
How does it feel to be fucked? Nobody's
working, and there's the economy tanks, or people get paid their unemployment.
Yeah, but the economy is great. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact: apparently, all the rich people in New York are stripping all the grocery stores of their supplies and fleeing to the Hamptons.
Yeah, I read that too.
I know how this ends.
Yeah. All right. So that's the end of the COVID-19 dump truck.
I will say one more thing. Be nice to the fucking people that work at these places.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're getting your food. They're helping supply your stores.
Yeah.
They're the fucking people. They want the exact same thing you do.
Yeah.
They want you to get your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You want to get your shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Be nice to everybody. Yeah. Don't fucking yell at people because they're out of stock. Guess what? They didn't fucking do that.
Yeah.
It's because the assholes before you bought them all.
Yeah.
Yep.
And guess what? They have supply chains going on.
Oh, yeah.
They got trucks coming in. And guess what? If you're not yelling at them, you can ask them. Say, hey, do you know when you might get more of this in? And they might fucking ask the person that knows.
Yeah.
Guess what? You'll all get the information you want, and nobody gets yelled at. And you can come back later when they say they might get it in.
Right, funny how that Aaron? Works.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's so easy to do.
Like,
you gotta fucking throw your trash in the goddamn garbage can.
Yeah, that too. Did you guys ever have grandparents tell you this old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the whole world needs to hear that.
Yeah.
Because people are just too fucking mean, and then they wonder why nobody wants to work with them or cooperate. Well, you come in with an attitude, what do you think you're going to get back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wonder why those people don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're not going to get good service.
Yep.
All right. Believe it or not, we still had three states who decided to still do their primary this week.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because Tom Perez, the head of the Democratic Party right now, basically threatened a bunch of states saying that if they decide to delay their primaries, they might get, you know, have their delegates stripped from them.
Classy.
That's not coercive at all.
Yeah, he also basically said, you know, you don't want to, what was the phrase he used? Something, you don't want to deny the vote or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
So. Anyway, the point is, Joe Biden basically swept all three of them.
Yeah, he did.
And the Florida one was interesting because he won every single county.
Yep.
Bernie got nothing there.
That doesn't seem suspicious at all.
Well, also remember that, you know, Bernie made the mistake of saying some legitimately, historically and legitimately accurate things about Fidel Castro, and, well, the Cuban exile community are a bunch of assholes, so.
Then there's a lot of old people in Florida, and they like Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Arizona was closer, 44% to 32%.
Hmm.
Bernie carried some of the counties there, and Illinois was, let's see. Oh, it keeps moving around. Okay. 59% to 36%.
Yeah.
What is. Oh, Champaign, that's Chicago's area?
No.
No?
Mm.
No, that's where our state U is. It's about 2 hours
that's
from
where
here.
Bernie won.
Mm.
48% to 45%. Mm. And then Bernie won Northern Mariana Islands, Democratic caucus. By a vote count of 84% to 48%.
That's kind of significant.
Yeah.
Now, if you can tell me where that is without Googling it, you get bonus points.
Yeah, I can't. So.
Let's see where they're at. Oh, out in the ocean. Good job, yeah. Google. They're north of Guam, which is fairly far north of Papua New Guinea.
Yeah. Well, which is north of Australia. I can say one thing positive about Joe Biden. He's not Donald Trump.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's basically been the argument.
Well, yeah. I mean, you guys, he really didn't do that badly in the debate against Bernie. Mm. And I
talked a lot of sense.
He did. I fucking love Bernie. But I could see why a lot of people would have been swayed by Joe in that debate.
Mm. And the best part of that debate was there was no crowd.
Nope. I liked it. Yeah.
No people fucking hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
They need to follow that for next time.
Yeah.
Well, the way it's going, they're not going to be able to do one with people in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this rate.
Next up. Oh, yeah. Tulsi Gabbard finally dropped out.
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, I don't know, man. She probably
every single one of those races I looked, she had like 0.5%. And that's with people knowing there's two candidates.
Hmm. I don't think she was still running. I think she was passed out drunk on the couch.
Hey, I think just she should have kept didn't in have there the sense the, of the corona vote.
Yeah, she only won her home territory of American Samoa.
Hmm.
So it's two delegates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it. Endorsed Biden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody's glad she's gone.
Mm. Okay, so after what you guys heard in the debate, if you watched it, Biden talked to Warren 2 days beforehand and really liked her bankruptcy bill and was plugging it pretty good. About a half an hour later, they asked about VPs, and he said that 100% he's committed to having a female VP. You think it's going to be a Biden-Warren ticket?
Probably.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
That would be the strongest ticket.
I don't think she would have dropped out as early as she did if she didn't have another out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's fair.
I think that one kind of blindsided Bernie.
Because
he looked a little startled when he was asked, well, will you have a female VP?
Yeah, with the way he's kind of wishy-washy on a lot of his policies, having somebody like her... It'll have actual inputs on things.
Steady hand at the wheel.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
But she's probably one of the most successful people that ran for the position as far as getting good ideas out there and documenting like all of her plans for each single one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She famously had like that wall of, here's every single plan we have.
Hmm.
Yeah. You need to know more about it?
Basically, although I do not want Bernie to drop out, and I still want a bunch of people to go out and vote for him. It is pretty much over at this point.
Yeah.
I think so.
Something amazing would have to happen.
Yeah, Biden would basically have to die. Realize
what Medicare for All is needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Like, hey, let's go vote for the guy that would actually make this whole situation a lot easier.
But with Warren as vice president, she would probably do a good job of bulldogging that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would also set her up for a legit presidential shot in 4 to 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you think if something crazy happened and it turned into a Biden-Bernie ticket?
I would fucking love it.
Oh, I would be so fucking happy.
It would seem like getting both ends of the stick there.
Yeah.
And it's like nobody goes away mad.
Yeah.
Except
for the most part.
Except the Republicans.
There are probably still some Bernie bros who'd be like, no, it's Bernie on top or nothing.
So yeah.
You got to look at the polls, dude.
So, what I also got to remind people is don't go in November voting and just vote president. You got to vote the whole thing because a bunch of Senate seats are going to be up for grabs in November.
Senate, House, even local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at, I think, our House seats for my district. We did not have a Democratic nominee. We had a write-in dude. And I was like specifically like memorizing his name.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the morning before I left, before I realized before I saw the news.
Yeah. So
I was like, Quentin Potter.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to whip out your phone when you're at the little computers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So if you want that, if you want that fucking blue wave to happen, you got to make it happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, with the way that the voting machines are set up, that's actually kind of easy. So just remember that.
Yeah. All right. And just going back to what we said at the top. Utah got hit with a huge fucking earthquake. 5.7 magnitude.
Yep.
And apparently knocked out the coronavirus hotline for Utah.
Yeah.
What?
For a short amount of time, it straight up just...
I had to set up a temporary line for that. Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My largest earthquake since 92.
Well, yeah, what's this stuff going on in Yellowstone now? Where there's like a part of the earth the size of Illinois that's pulsating or something?
Oh, dear.
Godzilla.
You need to read the new Dennis C. Taylor book, Teresa. Outland.
Oh.
Because it's all about that.
Yeah.
Oh. What's that called again?
Outland.
Gonna be getting that tonight.
Yeah, by the way, just before anybody gets concerned, if you're thinking there's gonna be like a super volcano or something in Yellowstone, chances are no.
No, it's going to be quite a while. Although I kind of giggled when I saw the headline. I'm like, oh, that would end all this bother for us real fucking quick.
Yeah.
Yep. Now for some happy news.
Yes.
Basically, a bunch of museums and aquariums and shit have had to shut down. So the Shedd Aquarium, decided, you know what? We got there ain't nobody else here but us and the animals. Let's let the penguins out and let them roam around and see what this Shedd Aquarium is all about.
It's really cool. And that's a small aquarium, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the White City from the Chicago World's Fair. Mm-hmm. It's not very big. So, they wouldn't get too tired walking around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, penguins are about to start their nesting season, so they were just letting them hang out. Some of them, I think one of them went to... an area that had, I think otters in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a different one. This is a little doe or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Was hanging around, something like that. You can see like the otter and them like playing around with each other, looking through the glass kind of thing.
The Kansas City Zoo has a really nice live stream on YouTube of their penguin enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, I believe a bunch are setting up like live streams for kids to watch.
Yeah,
that's great. And there's a lot of educational places, that usually have subscription fees and stuff, like Brain Pop and whatnot. And they're doing all free since are there any kids in school right now? I don't even know.
No, they're not in my state.
Yeah, not here.
Mm. Yeah, and we just got word, of course, that we're going to be out. The schools here are going to be out longer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically until summer.
School year might be flat out canceled here.
Yeah. They haven't gone that far yet, but it's coming.
Just tell them you come back one last day, you gotta take your final test, so we can go on next grade. That's how you scare the shit out of those kids.
Yeah.
See, our school year actually ends in May, so
because it's too fucking hot down there to go in June.
Yeah.
Ours is like
That didn't used to be the case. We used to actually not get our fucking summer vacation until June.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They changed it like around the time I was 10. I was around like 12. So.
Yeah.
When you're hearing that thing over here in the U.S. about like, oh my God, they're canceling school for the rest of the year. It's a couple months. It's like.
Yeah. Like for you guys. Because spring break has pretty much happened, and shit doesn't happen after spring break. It's all a downhill slide. Nobody's motivated anymore. Yeah.
So basically what's happened is these places are just, it's like, no, summer break, summer is just starting early. That's really the effect of it, basically.
Yeah, yeah. They're basically just going to be saying, oh yeah, you passed. Never mind.
Yeah.
The test doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Figure we'll it out it next year.
Yeah, somehow.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe next year.
Mm. Or they might just end up repeating the fucking grade. God, I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, it all depends on Common Core and if you guys are on board with that shit and whatnot.
Well, I graduated in 2005, so a lot of shit's changed in the last 15 years.
Right. If Georgia isn't doing National Common Core standards, a lot more flexibility.
Hmm. Yeah.
That the schools do.
Yeah.
What they need to have the kids knowing before they shove them out the door.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, oh yeah, and if you watch that video that the Shed Aquarium gives, you'll probably thinking like that and thinking the penguins are like, oh, look at all this land of enchantment and wonder. In reality, they're probably thinking, there are all these fucking fish and you never thought to feed me any of them?
Yeah.
There they run to the bigger ones like, oh shit.
That one's gonna eat me.
It's like, oh, they can't get to me.
Yeah.
Did they send them over by the baby belugas? Oh, I'll have to watch.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they did, but they definitely, like...
That would be mean.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. If you need something of all this shit, other than listening to T-Swear, that will make you feel better inside, watching these penguins roam around this aquarium is... There's a fucking Disney movie in this, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a movie deal in this somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway. Next up. You probably didn't know this, but the Foo Fighters were getting ready to go on tour until all this shit decided to happen.
Yep.
So Dave Grohl decided to improvise.
Yeah, they put out a press release where...
You have to says, read this whole press release.
Yeah, hi, this is Dave. Remember me? The guy when you postponed a show when my goddamn leg was falling off? Well, playing a gig with a sack full of broken bones is one thing. Sack full of broken bones. But playing a show when your health and safety is in jeopardy is another. We fucking love you guys, so let's do this right and rain check shit. The album is done, it's fucking killer. The lights and stage are in the trucks, ready to go. The second we are given the go-ahead, we'll come tear shit up like we always do, promise. Now go wash your hands, Dave.
I liked it.
I liked Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fucking down to earth.
Yeah.
Some of the other guys in this band, I can take them or leave them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that one guy who went on that whole thing where he suddenly decided that AIDS didn't exist.
That was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
Yes, that totally fucking happened. I'm not joking. Look it up.
Yep. Oh, no, no. That was a wry laugh.
Yeah.
Universal, because, you know, basically all the movie theaters are fucking closed. They decided that they're going to bring all their current movies that they had released to theaters to rent on digital for $20.
Hmm. Wasn't I saying this like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, you know, for us, that's because it's three of us for a ticket. That's like $7.75 a ticket.
Yeah.
It's actually a savings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. It's The Hunt, Invisible Man, and Emma, and soon will be Trolls World Tour. Yeah, for me, this is way too much. I paid $6 for a ticket.
Right.
It's like, unless I'm getting, like, four people over here, we ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Don't these movies. Bring four people over there.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
Just
don't. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you're expecting me to pay $20 for a movie, and you're not letting me own it? Man, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For that shit.
Yeah.
And it's, even though it'd be cheaper than us going to the theater, we're not fucking doing it.
Yeah. I assume all the theaters are shut down for you.
Yeah.
They were here, and I was...
Invisible Now is pretty good, though, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Disney, we got these last two stories are for Disney. First things first, they've decided they're going to go ahead and bring Frozen 2 to Disney Plus about 3 months early.
Yep. Sorry.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's actually there now. You can watch it now.
Yep.
Watch it. I mean, it's not quite as good as the first Frozen, but it's still fucking Frozen. So,
yeah,
maybe.
And I will say though, if there's one thing about the sequel I don't like is that. Let's be honest. We all basically saw the first movie, right? Well, I mean, obviously, except for a couple of us.
Yeah.
And it's pretty obvious that with Elsa. They're trying to set something up here. Mm-hmm. Like, as far as romance-wise is concerned.
Yeah.
And in Frozen 2, they kind of doubled down on it, but they also didn't. Look, one of those girls that's in I forgot what her name is. Basically, all signs are pointing to the fact that Disney is setting her up to be Elsa's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I kind of wish that they would go ahead and just fucking out and say it. Because I can guarantee you, there's a lot of little girls right now that could really use a thumbs up from Elsa.
Mm. Yeah.
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 But they're also having to deal with the simple fact that, you know, there's still some countries with huge box office returns that aren't cool with that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so they're having to basically dance on pins and needles for all this shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Onward. Yeah, so it's coming to Disney Plus on April 3rd. So, see, it's on digital stores now. That's actually like 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
One of the characters in Onward is actually openly gay, and because not one of the main characters, mind you, it's just a side character that's barely in it at all. But because of that, the movie is banned in both Saudi Arabia and Russia. Mm-hmm. And I'm also pretty sure it was banned in China.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch that April 3rd, I guess, if you have Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Or you can all buy right. it now for $20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's out as of 8 p.m.
Hmm. I can wait.
Yeah. So, we have got ourselves a show, folks.
Yeah.
All right. So, I would like to remind all of our listeners, if you have a question or a comment or something you want us to read on the air, you can get in touch with us at letsweekenders@gmail.com. That's letsweekenders@gmail.com. We got it linked for you in the show notes. Also, on top of Apple Podcasts, you can catch our little bit of unscripted shenanigans at Google Play, RSS, archive.org, pretty much any kind of podcast aggregator you can think of. And let's be honest, we're all going to be going through those this week because what the fuck else are we going to be doing?
Yeah.
So, with that, I have with in your host, Brandon Perkins, and for Filippo D'Onofrio, Patrick Mifflin, Teresa Sams, and Chris Elogi. Good night. We're all going to get through this together. And please remember to wash your fucking hands.